I'm Betsy Payette. Marilyn McCartney and I are interviewing personnel who were or who are instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. Today is October 11, 1995, and we are interviewing Anne Brown and Anne Lehman. They were co-coordinators for Renfrew's Christmas celebrations in 1993 and 1994.
We normally meet in January or February to plan our whole theme for the year. We invite members from the different garden clubs, Antietam, Tollgate, and Blue Ridge Summit. They have a chairman of each in their groups, which they pick the rooms. So that initial meeting, we decide on the theme. We decide with Shirley and Renfrew when the dates will be. And from there, we start throwing around ideas. Once we have a chart, which June Moomore was kind enough to start with ideas of themes that they would like to have. We had people pick and choose what they would like. So the way we did it the last two times, the most votes for that particular theme was what we ended up with. And in 93, of course, it was the colonial. And we had a meeting, I think at my house, with June and the chairman of the different clubs, and we decided who would be in which room, what the theme for each room would be. And I think you were there too, Anne, at that time. And we had a list that was originally from June of people that would donate greens, and that was turned over to Anne at that time.
The weather was not very good in 93, and we collected in the rain and the snow, and my sister and I collected. There had been a lot of damage the year before, and they were cutting the boxwoods up in the cemetery, and they got beautiful boxwoods from up there. And then the usual things from the Maxwells, and I don't remember the people that lived next door to Maxwell's, the lady.
Farnsagle.
Yes, we got beautiful greens from her, and
Lloyd Reichert.
No,
he wasn't
get anything from him either.
Ed Miller, of course, here at Renfrew.
Well, Ed got the things from here and the white pine from us.
And Holly. Is that from Florence? Florence Angle.
Yeah. Okay. But we actually go and cut these things, which isn't so bad if the weather's wonderful, which in 94 was fine, but in 93 it was.
We do encourage members to bring any greens that they have, and we did get some wonderful magnolia from Phyllis Brothers and some other dried materials, particularly when we did the colonial. A lot of the ladies started in the early spring to dry things for those. In starting early in January or February of the year, we do that because the garden clubs like to plan their events for the whole year so we can get them into the yearbooks, which I don't have right now, but I did sound the call, so that they can incorporate that into their yearbook and decide during the club meetings who's going to be in which rooms.
Took a lot of sometimes though follow-up from Anne to make sure that it's moving along and people know where they are and what they're supposed to do. My job was primarily both years as a gopher to see that things were laid out and ready and the rooms down in the basement of Renfrew are ready, the tables are ready. We had really much better last year than we had the year before because we had had some difficulties the year before. We also have to collect empty boxes to throw the leftover junk in when they're working and clean up 2-3 times a day. To see that things are going along and people are working where they want to and with what they have. They've done the luminaries the first day each year, and in 93 they didn't have a place to go, and so they took up a lot of the table. Last year, once they were done, they did find a place to move them out to so that we had a lot more room to work in the downtown. It was also pretty cold down there in 93. Not so bad last year.
1993 was our colonial year, and all natural and dried materials were used. One of the wreaths that we used on the front door was all herbs that were gathered at Renfrew and dried, and then attached to a frame. One of the rooms was the country doctor, and Undine Warner, whose father was a doctor in Blue Ridge Summit, had all these wonderful things from her father's collection.
We including a crutch,
yes,
standing in the corner.
Right. And the front entrance hall was the welcome to my home, and the colonial stack cake was made. This was a cake that each couple that was invited would bring a layer, and then something was put between the cake. And each family actually would bring a layer to add to the wedding cake. One of the, let's say, funny things that happened during the colonial Christmas was some poor animal died between the floors, and we had to gather all the potpourri, all the slow cookers and things that we could find to try and disguise the smell, which was never actually disguised, but we tried. The dining room was the harvest table, and the ladies from the Blue Ridge Garden Club did a wonderful job with all kinds of vegetables. The upstairs, the changing gallery was a wonderful display of quilts that were gathered from various homes, and there was a quilting frame from the Chambersburg Quilting Group.
Most of the things that were in the room on display, the dolls, books in the children's room and in most of the other rooms, are actual possessions that Renfrew has and that Shirley got out for us to use on display at that time. Some of which are on permanent loan to Renfrew, like the candle in the candle making room from Mr. Thomas of Fairfield.
We had originally planned to have a Conestoga wagon and an actual Indian teepee on the grounds, but unfortunately Ed Miller couldn't move it from the Chambersburg, the old jail. It was too much of a problem to move it through town. And when we finally had the Indian teepee, the charge that the man would have had to charge was too much. We didn't have the funds, unfortunately, which would have added to it. We decided on the Victorian theme in the early January of 94, so that we'd all have time to gather wonderful and decorative items. Each room was a different part of Victorian life. The dining room was a feast for the eyes, our main theme being a wedding. A Victorian wedding, which incorporated the staircase, the dining room, and the upstairs changing room
gallery,
which became the bride's chamber. Excuse me, I'm going to lose my.
In the gallery, we had the groom and the bride and several of the bridesmaids in a going away costume for the bride from Becky Manifold, who's an art teacher in the Greencastle School District. And the mannequins were on loan from Penny's and the bridal shop. And they were very difficult and took Becky and Ann and me two nights to get their hands off and try to get these little itty bitty clothes onto these mannequins, which they really didn't want to go on very well, and the man didn't want to stand up, and in fact ended up leaning on Terry Pelton's silver-headed cane and the trunk that was open and had some lovely going-away clothes of the bride's in it.
Thank you. We had all items in the bridal room from various members. Becky Dietrich loaned us some wonderful shawls. We had some from Renfrew. We had a glass display case of fans, evening bags, gloves, glasses. Some of the fans were Becky Manifolds. The others we had borrowed from Renfrew from their wonderful collection of things. We had a display of hat pins, gloves.
The gloves are interesting in that you would think they would fit a child of about 8 years old, about half as big as our hands are today. And the shoes were from Janet Joyner's mother's
wedding shoes.
And we had them displayed underneath the costume that the bride had, but sticking out enough so you could really see them.
And looked about
really
size three.
Them.
I mean, it was really, really narrow. A lot of the clothing that was in the steamer trunk, travel trunk, that was on loan from Phoebe Harbour's daughter were things that we had borrowed from Fran Lauer. A lot of the bridegroom's outfit, his evening outfit, was from Fran Lauer. A lot of the skirts, the blouses, some of the items were also borrowed from Becky Dietrich. The downstairs in the front parlor, the mannequin was dressed in a beautiful outfit that was on loan from Fran Lauer. The hat was Becky Dietrich's grandmother's wedding hat. The groom wore Becky Dietrich's grandfather's tie that was his wedding tie.
And in the front living room downstairs, the picture over the mantel was Audrey Seip's parents' wedding picture from the turn of the century. And that room had serving a tea, an afternoon tea. And in the front hall was a hall tree from Fred and Phoebe Hauber with a beautiful piece of marble across the bottom or the middle?
The bottom. And on display there were hats and scarves and shawls of things that were both from Becky Dietrich, Fran Lauer, and a beautiful collection of walking canes that were on loan from Edward Kern. They were hand-carved Victorian walking canes. In the gentleman's game room, which was, I think, called the back parlor, was a collection of games from Victorian times. I had a set of books that were left to my daughter that I brought back from London, a set of Shakespeare from the 1700s that were on display. I had on the mantelpiece we had a set of six military prints that I had brought back from England that were a part of my father's estate. And they showed the different costumes of the military regiments that were in the Victorian times. We had a display of glassware that belongs to Renfrew that were, I think, the display of glass bottles which belonged to Renfrew from their collection that Terry Helton had mentioned that when the barn was dedicated, it was supposed to have been thrown at the barn. It did not break, so that is on display. Okay, his grandfather was a barn builder, and this was one of the bottles that did not break, so it's now a part of the collection of Renfrew. In the children's room, we had a display of dolls, and a lot of the things were Renfrew's. We had a wonderful high chair. We had
a crib, but I don't remember whose it was.
I don't know. A wonderful child's crib with toys and tulle displayed over it. On the bed, was a lovely lace, a pink lace dress that was on loan from Caroline Mack with a petticoat underneath it. In Victorian times, more was better. The more cluttered, the more fancy, the more buttons and bows and velvets and ribbons that they could put at holiday time. And ferns. And flowers. And anything that we would think would be terribly, terribly cluttered was considered wonderful. The richer you were, the more you put in your homes. And the dining room, of course, was set in the The dining room was the wedding feast, and they, Antietam Garden Club, displayed wonderful, wonderful foods, plus beautiful boxes with gold and tinsel and
curtains at the window, drapes.
And bows, and it was just a sight for a sore eyes. It was just a wonderful thing.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
For most of the time in the beginning, when the decorations were done at Renfrew, they were done to fit the house. But year after year, there wasn't a lot that could be done. And so about 4 years ago, they went to yearly themes, which has made it much more interesting, has had write-ups each year to explain what it was. 1 year it was various countries with something about the countries. The 2 years ago, yes, once with the presidents. 2 years ago was the early colonial times. Last year, Victorian, and what's this year's?
Well, this year will be children's storybooks.
Right.
This is something that was started just really to give a variety, and you're able, as garden clubs, to expand all these wonderful ideas. People come to meetings, and one word expands to all these wonderful ideas that come out, and it's just amazing what people come up with. The reason we picked Victorian was because this was one of the things that was on the original long sheet that June had made up of different ideas that people had come up with. And the most votes were for Victorian for that year, as was this year, the most votes was for children's storybook. And we had a meeting here at Renfrew, and to decide which rooms would have which that would suit the different items, as with Victorian or colonial, each had a name. And that's how we basically got started. And then each of the clubs go back to their own clubs and decide who's going to be chairman. And then each room has three or four people out of that group, and they get together on their own. And we don't see anybody again really until the fall. And then we just have a meeting in early fall to decide if everything is all right. Does anybody need anything? Can one group borrow from this group? Does somebody have something that we can use in this room? So we all work together, even though we're actually working as small units. And with the Victorian, we had the whole of Waynesboro and surrounding countryside that had wonderful Victorian items that we were able to borrow.
One of the exciting things to me has been that the younger girls in the garden clubs were rather timid about actually taking charge, but with the help and support of the other people that were working here at the time, they have really done some very, very nice things.
When originally that I was asked to take over and work with Anne as co-chairman with everything, things are all written down from 1 year to the next, so you have a format to follow, so that it's not hard. It's just a question of getting people together and following up. And then, like people like Anne, who does all the hard work of getting all the greens and all the different things together. And I must also mention my husband, who was dragging the mannequins and picking this up and carrying this and things like that.
And it pretty well takes somebody to be here 10, 12 hours a day during the 3 days or 4 days. That first year it was about 4.5 mm-hmm. or 5 days that things are actually being set up, as a gopher for all the people that are working. And that's really pretty much what I did the 2 years.
And then the ladies from the different clubs, if they have fresh arrangements, are asked to come in and check on them, water them, change something if it's beginning to get faded and things like this. So it's the individual club membership that's responsible for the individual rooms. Publicity for any of the things that go on at Renfrew, particularly the Christmas programs, are done through Nancy Mace, who is affiliated, of course, with Renfrew. We also did posters, which were placed in different areas. Lots and lots of articles to other newspapers were gotten ready and approved by Renfrew and sent out. I think we had 21 different newspapers that we had sent articles to.
And notifications to the other garden clubs in the general area,
so
although
they would
we still have never been very successful, I don't think, in getting the word out in the Hagerstown area.
Though I did go to Hagerstown.
I know, but
we passed the information on,
seem to make it.
It was coordinated with the Chamber of Commerce, of course, because they announced it in their bulletin that they put out. We had to know when the photographers could be here to take pictures, which of course was Nancy Mace. And we had to make sure that the publicity that was put in the paper, that there were no Santa Claus, please, like there was the one year, which didn't quite fit the theme of Renfrew. The deadline for information on each and every room had to be coordinated and taken and brought into Shirley and the 93-year Anne and Shirley, and who else helped?
Just Shirley and I.
Shirley and Anne helped to coordinate and type these cards and the brochure that was handed out. We had to make sure that there were floodlights in each of the halls, not only for the nights and the evenings of the display. We also had to make sure that there were floodlights in the hallways and lights in the rooms for when we were working, because in the colonial times or the period of the house, there weren't that many lights, so we had to have lights for working. We had to make sure on the refreshment committee who was bringing what, and make sure, of course, which was part of Shirley's job, the thank you notes that were sent out to all the people that donated the food items.
Could somebody get to some of this?
And I hope it makes
together.
Sense when you...